in him. And in this series, we are going to explore much of what it means to live in Christ. Because what I've come to realize is that the Christian faith, as we know it, is gradually becoming dependent on pastors and men of God. And I'm not devaluing pastors and men of God. I'm one of them. I can't devalue my job. I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. But I'm seeing more and more that the Christian life of the Christians of today are shifting from Christ to men of God. They are shifting to trust in the anointing on a man of God instead of living in Christ. So when you read the New Testament, you don't hear Paul extolling his anointing. You hear him always talking to the Christians to know that their lives is hid with Christ in God. That they live in Christ. That they live in him. That their power is in him. Their authority is in him. He pointed them to the life in Christ. But we are doing very less of making people know that they are in Christ. Not in Pastor Otterbill. Not in any other pastor or prophet. Your life is not in me. Your life is in Christ. Where he is, there you are. Where he sits, there you sit. What he has, you have. And so Jesus is saying, just as the Father is in me and I in him, so shall I be with you. You will be in me and I in you. And he says, because I am in the Father and the Father is in me, I speak his words and I do his works. If you want to do the works of God, it doesn't come just by attending church. It comes by fully acknowledging that Christ is in you and you are in Christ. When we live that truth, my friends, the power of God will not be scarce among us. And you will not wait for a man of God to work the works of God. Each one of us will work the works of God because he lives in us and we live in him. Your power and your authority is not based on my anointing. I am anointed, but you are also anointed. Christ is in me. Christ is in you too. And the Christ is in me is not bigger than the Christ in you. He doesn't live in you in fractions and decimals and lives in me in whole numbers. No, he lives in us equally. He is complete in you. He is complete in me. He can show himself in you. He can show himself in me. My job is to point you to that. My job is not to make you depend on me for your strength, for your power, for your ability. My job is to make you know that there is one living in you, and you live in that one. On earth, he is in you. In heaven, you are in him. We live in him. We live in him. We live in him right now in heaven. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and guess what? He's not there alone because we are in him. You are also seated together with him in heavenly places. That means that you have access to a higher authority. We may never know how to use that authority, but we have it. You may never know how to deploy that authority, but you have it. Because you live in him. Somebody say, I am in Christ. Say it one more time. Say, I am in Christ. So the union of the Father and the Son is the pattern for the union between Christ and the church. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 and 19 says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So, what the passage is saying, because Christ is in the Father and the Father is in him, when Jesus was going to the cross, God was actually present in the process of the redemption. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That union, there was never a time when God was not in Christ and Christ not in God. My authority is earthly. When I am seated with Christ in heaven, I climb to a higher level and I have higher legislative authority. And so I can speak things from my position in heaven, and I can speak things from my position here on earth. We live in him in heaven. He lives in us here on earth. Now, for you to understand our union with Christ, I'm going to show you the pictures of our union with Christ in the Bible. How does it look like? How does it look like? Now, when we say that Christ is in us, it is not in the sense of which you can say, for example, the books or the tools are in a box. When you have tools or books and you put them in a box, they are in the box, but they are not part of the box. If I have food, milk, water, and I put my water in a glass, the water is in the glass, but it is not part of the glass. So when we say we are in Christ, it doesn't mean he contains us. It is more than that. We are in him in a more dynamic state than just he containing us. We just being there. He's carrying us. And maybe as an excess baggage. And for some people, when they say Jesus is in us, it's like Jesus is excess baggage. I remember a friend of mine who used to be a very good athlete. He was a good sprinter, powerful sprinter. And he got born again and stopped running. And we said, why have you stopped running? You are talented, you are a good athlete. He says, I can't run again. We said, why? He said, Jesus is in my heart. I don't want him to be tired. Honestly, he said it. Jesus is in my heart. I don't want him to be tired. Now, many of us, when we say Christ is in us, we see it like we are the glass and he is the water. Or when we say we are in him, he is the glass and we are the water. In that illustration, although you are in, you are not part of. The glass is not part of the water, and the water is not part of the glass. So when we say we are in Christ, what does it mean? I'm going to give you three pictures that the Bible paints of that union. The first, Jesus Christ himself states it. And the apostle stated, he is the head and we are the body. He is the head and we are the body. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. So this is the picture you have, the head and the body. Now, the head is quite distinct from other parts of the body. The head is not the hand, the head is not the neck, the head is not the stomach, the head is not the leg. So the head is separate or distinct from the body. But the head is joined to the body. So the head gives to the body and the body gives to the head. The head flows to the body and the body flows to the head. There is a dynamic relationship. So it's not separate. If the head separates from the body, it's a different condition. But the head, he is the head, we are the body. We are joined together. We flow into each other. As He, the Father is in me, so you will be in me and I in you. That's what Jesus said. You'll be in me and I in you. He is the head, we are the body. So that's the first picture we want you to have. That it's not like water in a glass, it's like the head on a body.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.